Admirals in their home white uniforms. Admirals across the chest in navy blue, outlined in gold. Same for the numbers right below that on the front of the jersey and on the back. Got the navy blue caps going on with the navy blue V outlined in gold. San Rafael in the mostly gray motif this afternoon. Got the gray pants and the gray sleeves. The bulk of the jersey in black with Pacifics across the chest in powder blue outlined in silver. Same for the numbers on the back as well with their dark navy blue caps and the SR on the front of that this afternoon as we're almost ready to go. Again, the defensive lineup for the Admirals. Left to right in the outfield, you have Clark, Pugh, and Gomez. Left to right on the infield, it's Files, Ariste, Fornacci, and Wark, with Ricky Gingras behind the plate and Skylar Janisse on the mound. That brings up Raul Navarro to the plate. Navarro, former Diamondback farmhand, lifts one into left. Chevy Clark a few steps in, now drifting back to his left and back, and he'll give way to Pugh, who doesn't see it. It drops. Chevy Clark will fire into second, and that's going to turn into a double most likely there for Raul Navarro. That is the case. The two-bagger for Navarro. Chevy Clark first took some steps in, then he drifted back. The wind is whipping as usual out to right center. He couldn't see it. Tillman came over to help him out in center, and he couldn't find it, both blinded by the sun and dealing with the wind. And that one drops for a Raul Navarro double to start this game. He has really given his former team, the Admirals, a tough time all season long as Peguero lays down a beauty of a bunt. It's thrown to first, and Wark scoops it up nicely. Well done on both ends by Janisse and Wark. The sacrifice good for Peguero that gets Raul Navarro over to third.
Yeah, it's two pitches. We saw a double to lead off the game off the first pitch, a sacrifice bunt on the second pitch of the game. Now, San Rafael's got a runner in scoring position on third and nobody out here quickly to start this game.
Yeah, just like that. Here's Axel Johnson to the plate, first baseman. This season, hitting .294. He's got 16 home runs to lead San Rafael. Navarro at third, just 90 feet away. Here's one up and away to Johnson, 1-0. Again, Navarro, Peguero, Johnson, Gelfman, Anone, Dempster, Montelago, Karp, and Lunardelli is the San Rafael lineup this afternoon. Janisse on the third base side of the rubber delivers a swing and a miss. Got him with the off speed that time, and Axel Johnson out in front of it. It's 1-1 now. No score, just underway here in this first. One out, runner at third already for the Pacifics. With a batting average on balls and play gods. Good to Raul Navarro against the Admirals. Gets another one to drop on that fly ball to center that two outfielders couldn't see. Here's one lifted into shallow left. This will drop, and Navarro will come in to score. It's scooped up by Files. He'll fire into second. Axel trying for it, and he's gone. Gunned down nicely by Zach Files. So he does get the RBI single to make it 1-0 San Rafael. But trying to stretch that into a two-bagger, he has gunned down 6-4. And there's two down, nobody on. But San Rafael gets that first run in. They lead 1-0 here in the first.
Yeah, finally a good break from the baseball gods there for Skylar Janisse after two pitches and what we've seen so far, and San Rafael up 1-0.
Yeah, Janisse deserved that break there, that's for sure. That's one of those that evens out a little bit, you hope, as Zane Gelfman comes to the plate. He looks the one up and in, he backs away from. 1-0 to the cleanup hitter for the Pacifics. Gelfman hitting .267. It's just his fifth game with San Rafael. I believe he came over from the stockade, the travel team. Here's one up and in again, 2-0. One to nothing, San Rafael. Top of the first, nobody on, two down. Back into the windup here, Janisse. Comes set, the pitch. Here's a ground ball towards short. Ariste has that, one-handed scoop. Fires to first in time for the 6-3 putout. But a run scores for the Pacifics. Two hits, one run, no errors. As that will create this 1-0 lead here for the Pacifics. When we go to the bottom of the first, it'll be Gomez, Dixon, and Pugh coming up for the Admirals right after this here on 89.5 FM, KZCT Vallejo. Welcome back to Wilson Park. It's Admirals Baseball on 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio in Vallejo. Tim Fitzgerald and Stephen Babb with you on OzCat Radio as the Admirals trail here by a score of 1-0 after the ball that was hit into left center off the bat of Raul Navarro was unable to be tracked by either left fielder Chevy Clark or center fielder Tillman Pugh. It dropped behind Tillman, strangely. Neither saw it, dealing with the wind and this high sun at Wilson Park, which is really treacherous in a day game here, Stephen.
Yeah, I feel like we mention it almost every day game broadcast here in Vallejo. And, you know, we're so close to the water, so close in proximity. The wind's always going to be whipping, and it's a day game. The sun's nice and high out there, and it's going to cause some trouble today. It's a little unfortunate for Janice. 8 pitches, and they're down 1-0.
So it'll be Vlad Gomez to lead it off for the Admirals. He steps into the right-handed batter's box. And the first pitch is a ball a bit outside, 1-0. Oh, nope, late strike called from our home plate umpire, Ricardo Rodriguez. And on the bases, we have Ron Barnes. Second pitch on the way from Gonzalez to Gomez, swinging a liner into center field. Back goes the center fielder. It's over his head. Gomez on his way to second. That was misread by Montelongo in center, and that could be a theme today here, Stephen.
Yeah, I think so. Gomez got all of that one, and you're right, Montelongo just misread it, and there is a lot of carry here in Vallejo with the wind, the warm weather. The ball's going to travel here today.
I even thought that was going to be maybe a blooper in front of the center fielder or right to him, and I think the center fielder, Marcus Montelongo, thought the same. He came running in, then had to take some step back as it's whipping. That wind is blowing right out to center, and that carried over the center fielder, Montelongo. So Gomez extends his team lead in doubles for the Admirals. That is his 15th of the season as Okoye Dixon comes to the plate. The defense shades him to pull. Here's one up and away, 1-0. The defensive lineup for San Rafael, left to right in the outfield, Lunardelli, Montelongo, Dempster. On the infield, left to right, Gelfman, Navarro, Peguero, Johnson. Jay Karp behind the plate, and it is Jorge Gonzalez making his first start of the season for San Rafael on the mound. Here's a high fly ball, deep right field, off the bat of Dixon, settling under it, Dempster. He'll make the grab. Gomez tags and advances to third. And so there's a runner at third with one out. So each team gets a double that was assisted by a misread and some wind in center and then a sacrifice of sorts to advance a runner to third.
Yeah, it's a real interesting start to the game here today. And the offense for the Admirals, I don't think any deficit they see going forward is going to be a problem for them.
Here is Tillman Pugh to the plate. Tillman, 2017 Pacific Association MVP, was the Oakland native. At a De La Salle High, former 15th round pick of the New York Mets, was a Mets farmhand, also briefly in the White Sox system, before coming to the Admirals in 2013. And back then, he was just an extra. Here's a pitch up and in. 1-0 here to Pugh. Infield is in for the Pacifics. They're not messing around. They saw what happened for them in the last inning. They're trying to avoid the same here as Tillman Pugh's bat has really warmed up in the second half. He's up to 265 now. 7 home runs, including one off the scoreboard here yesterday. Here's a liner foul deep into the parking lot off to the right side. 1-1 to Tillman.
Yeah, playing in on Tillman like that, I think it's a little risky, kind of maybe taking a chance here. Tillman's got some power, and as you were saying, his bat did start to warm up after he came back off the IL. He missed a good chunk of the season injured.
Yeah, I was dealing with a back injury at one point. His parents are in the stands today on the third baseline. Next pitch to Tillman is low, 2-1. So Gomez at third, one out. Admirals trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first, looking to answer the run San Rafael put up with the same formula. A double that was misread a bit in the outfield. And a productive out to get the runner over at third with one down. Followed that for each side. Here's Tillman popping one up. Foul territory. San Rafael giving chase, but it will get into the stands off the bleachers. And the count goes even to Tillman at 2-2. Again, a battle for second place here. The Admirals trail the Pacifics by 2 games in the Pacific Association standings. Chance to cut it to 1 right here. Makes a difference between getting an extra day off before hosting a home game. Even if the Admirals finish in the 3 spot, they would play August 28th, most likely against the 4 seed Napa. Then go to San Rafael. They'd like to get that day off and be the team hosting the winner of the 3-4 matchup. Here's a liner, right field, hooking foul. And it remains 2-2 to Tillman Pugh.
It looks like Pugh is seeing Gonzalez okay, just unable to really square it up and put it into play.
Jorge Gonzalez mentioned it's his first start, but he has made 4 relief appearances. He's worked 5 2/3 coming into today. He has struck out 8-4 walks and has only allowed 1 earned run in those 5 2/3. 2-2 on the way to Pugh. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled out of play again. And it will again remain 2-2 to Tillman Pugh. That is one of my vocal warm-ups before a game, Stephen. 2-2 to Tillman Pugh. 2-2 to Tillman Pugh.
I'm going to have to write that one down.
I'm feeling warm now for sure with all these foul pitches. Tillman's working here on this 2-2 count. Gomez at third, 1 out. 1-0 San Rafael, bottom of the first. Pugh at the plate. Gonzalez comes set. The pitch. Swinging a liner into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. Gomez comes in to score, and the Admirals have tied it at 1 apiece. Great at bat for Tillman Pugh, fighting off those pitches, driving one into left.
Yeah, keeping his hands in, getting a pitch about the middle in part of the plate, and just being able to turn on it and drive it into left field. We've seen him hit a 3-run shot here yesterday. A little bit of the same kind of approach, except that one he got his arms a little bit more extended, but he definitely has pull power to left.
Chevy Clark to the plate now, your Arcelano cleanup hitter. No point streak today, no game live to follow on, so just stay tuned to us, and we'll get you all the action. And if anybody else is wondering, hey, where's the point streak? No live scoring today, so tell them to come on over to 89.5 FM KZCT Vallejo or listen at VallejoAdmirals.com. Here's one outside the Clark, 1-0. Chevy Clark, the Admirals' first ever former first-round pick, 2010 first-rounder with the Angels. He and Cam Bedrosian picked back-to-back by the Angels that year. 1-1, we're all tied. Clark fouls one up over the screen, and now a 1-1 count. So a 1-1 count, a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first between the Pacifics and Admirals. Chevy Clark here at the plate. Back to switch hitting. He just resumed that this season. He hadn't done it since his affiliated days. Last time was in the White Sox organization. That's where he went after his time with the Angels. 1-1 on the way. They set up on the outside. Here is a strike called on the outside. 1-2 to Clark. Chevy thought that was maybe below the knees.
Yeah, a little short of the halfway point of the season, Pugh went back to the switch hitting. Primarily, he was on the right side of the plate before that.
1-2 on the way to Clark. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And there are 2 down here in the first with Tillman Pugh at first. And Zach Files coming to the plate. Big game for Zach Files yesterday, Stephen.
Yeah, definitely a big game. He got things started for the Admirals, hitting a solo home run in the second inning, and the Admirals never looked back, scoring 19 in total in 7 innings yesterday in a shortened game.
Yeah, accommodating the doubleheader. Those are the old doubleheader rules in the Pacific Association, that they would be 7-inning games. Accommodating the doubleheader here near the end of the season now as a throwback to first, Pugh back in safely. It was a doubleheader yesterday for the travel team, for the Salina Stockade. Jacob Wark, the former Cal Bear out of Beaverton, Oregon, steps into the left-handed batter's box. Pardon me, Zach Files. We're on Zach Files. Wark up next. Here is a strike call to Files. Got the 2 lefties. In fact, got 3 lefties back-to-back in this lineup. We'll say 4 if you count Chevy Clark in front of him, as Files looks at a strike there, 0-1.
Yeah, it's been a real strength for P.J. Phillips, the Admirals manager, to be able to end the order with a bunch of left-handed bats.
Wark on deck, followed by Gingras. The 0-1. Files looks at a ball outside here, 1-1. Files, last season, played with the San Rafael Pacifics. Files went to Florida International University after Grayson County College. Fort Worth, Texas native. Born in June of 95. Throw it back to first. Pew back in safely again. Files got 69 games in with San Rafael last year. Hit 274. And 13 home runs. This season hitting 269. With five dingers. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-2. Four home runs now, rather, for Files. So 1-2 count, two outs. Tillman Pugh at first. We're all tied at one apiece here in the bottom of the first. Tim Fitzgerald and Stephen Babb with you on 89.5 FM KZCT Vallejo. Beautiful Sunday afternoon for baseball at Wilson Park. A 1-2 on the way to Files. The pitch, a high fly ball, deep center field. This ball is way back. This ball is off the wall. Pugh being waved home. Files on his way to third. It's going to be an RBI triple to put Vallejo up 2-1 here in the first.
Stay hot, Zach. Home run yesterday. He had a double, an RBI single, and he's following it up today with an RBI triple.
Especially with the wheels of Tillman Pugh going from first to home on that three-bagger off the wall. Great effort in center by Montelongo, giving it chase. But again, the wind carrying that way out to center, right center. Banged up off the wall, off of wall over the head of the center fielder Montelongo. And it was a three-bagger all the way for Files as now Jacob Wark steps into the left-handed batter's box. He looks at a first-pitch strike letter high on the outside there, 0-1. Wark hitting 237. It's his 43rd game of the year. He has four home runs and 28 driven in. That RBI for Files gives him 18 on the season. 0-1. That's a strike on the outside again. 0-2. Quickly hitter Wark. O-2 count. Two outs. 2-1. Vallejo, bottom of the first. 0-2 on the way to Wark. They set up outside again. The pitch, swinging a foul. Right back to the screen as Wark did a good job to stay alive. Fouling that pitch on the outer half back to the screen. Admirals looking to keep the line moving. Wark, a 38th round pick of the Braves back in 2010. Here's a chopper up the middle. That'll get through for a base hit. It's 3-1 Vallejo here in the first.
That's a good piece of hitting there by Wark. They had been pitching him out and away the entire at-bat, and this one snuck back in over the plate, and he hung with it and chopped it right back up the middle.
So former San Rafael Pacific Ricky Gingras, the left-handed hitting catcher, strolls into the batter's box, but the Pacifics will have a mound visit first to try to get Gonzalez honed back in. Well, you wonder if this is maybe, you know, out of the usual for Gonzalez to start a game versus come out of the pen. If that, you know, pitchers can be creatures of habit, if that's throwing his rhythm off a little bit here for a guy who's been so good in 5 2/3.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would think that would be what it would be. This late in the season, having your first start, it would kind of throw anybody off, and kind of looks like that's what might be happening here today.
So Gingras comes to the plate. Ricky hitting just 172. He started the year hot, really cooled off.
Catcher, number 31, Ricky Gingras.
Two home runs, six doubles. And you can see the wear and tear of catching, maybe perhaps catching up with Ricky a little bit.
Yeah, Ricky was dinged up and gave way to Wilkins Jimenez, who came and got his starting job.
Chopper towards short. Navarro has it. He'll go to second for the short play there with the 6-4 put out on the fielder's choice to end the first. But not before the Admirals put up a three spot. They lead it by a score of 3-1 now with four hits, Three runs and no errors in that first. We'll go to the second. It'll be Unknown, Dempster, and Montelongo coming up right after this here on 89.5 FM KZCT Vallejo.